Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley with here with you. You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Coming up next hour on the show, a terrific trio of guests. Brad Evans is going to join us, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and Bally Sports. Reed Wallach is going to join us, our old pal from the BetQL Network, now with BetSided to talk UFC 270. Evan Silva going to join us from Establish the Run, and then it's 2 hours of bets for both the weekend and for tonight. NFL bets for the weekend, same game parlays, all sorts of good stuff, side total props, and then NBA, college hoops, NHL for tonight, and Ken Barkley's overnight bets for Saturday in college basketball. But for now, we wrap up hour number one with our first guest of the day and batting leadoff. Love to have him. Like Ricky Henderson of You Better You Bet guests. This is a really good leadoff hitter. Probably just really like dated myself with that reference. Anyway, Sam Panionovich is our first guest today. On Twitter at SB Shoot. You know him. You love him. He's fantastic. Been on the show a lot. Nesson, Fox Sports, and his sports betting podcast, which is wildly entertaining. The Chicken Dinner podcast. We urge everyone to check out because it's awesome. Sammy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Ken on a phenomenal Football Friday. BetQL Network. How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, man. I want to know in a caffeine off who wins, you or Evans, because that's got to be like minus 110 each way.
Well, let me ask you this, and maybe we'll like ask Brett, because like I'm not caffeinated really. Like I'm insane like this normally. Do we feel like Brad is insane like that normally, or is Brad like very highly caffeinated? Like I actually don't know the answer to that question. I always lean towards me in questions of like who's more insane. Like I think I am, but I guess it's possible that he's more insane than me.
You two talking at a bar, like after a couple of pops, and I know Evans loves tequila. So if you guys got going, I don't think anybody else would get a word in. But you guys are, I call you like full body talkers because you guys are both very animated. And as I say that, I'm moving my hands and like wiggling my toes.
Cause that's, right.
But I love that. I love that about you guys.
And that's a good way to put it. Full body talkers. Love everything about it.
Sam and I have been out on more than one occasion where a couple pops have been involved, and maybe I've been doing a full body talking at that point after a couple of minutes, and that has happened in the past.
It's like, who's more caffeinated? Caffeine, stimulants, you know, it's all about the same. Just whatever, you know, whatever makes you be a full body talker, that's what we're going for here. No, that was really good. Sam, it's good to talk to you again. I feel like I haven't talked to you in like a few weeks, honestly, through the entire NFL postseason. And I'm kind of curious to go through some of these games with you because you gave us some really good tips on a few of these teams as we entered the postseason or even in the middle of the year. Felt like you were on it with a lot of stuff, like the Chiefs specifically. We'll get to that game, obviously, as we go. But we can go chronological order here and just kind of hit each game, get some of your thoughts. Even if you don't have a bet on the game, would love your opinion. Cincinnati, Tennessee, I think, you know, for both Nick and I, it was Tennessee early before it got to three and then not really interested. So 3.5 now, total 47.5. Curious if you have a bet on the first game, Cincy and Tennessee.
I haven't made a position. You know, the number that stares me in the face in this game is Jamar Chase and the reception number. Now, that's gotten way too pricey on the over. 5.5 is too low, but I'm disgusted that I have to lay minus 150 to go over. Like I wish they did alternate reception totals. Like I go over 7.5 at +140 or something like that, if you know what I'm saying, or maybe even higher, +170 or something like that. His longest reception is interesting too. That's a flat bet, -110 each way. It's like 25.5. They're going to feed Chase. I mean, and that's something that's been very prevalent over this Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase marriage going back to college and now into the NFL at Cincinnati. Like, in a big game, in a big moment, he's throwing the ball towards Chase. Now, sometimes, you know, double coverage, balls get tipped, balls get dropped. But how does Joe Burrow not throw the ball to Jamar Chase 10 times in this game? Like, that's going to happen. Again, don't love laying -150 to go over 5.5 catches, but Chase to score a touchdown, +120. That's interesting. Chase to score 2 touchdowns, 7-1 at some books. I'm looking at how I can bet on Jamar Chase, because I'm not going to play the side of the total. I think both numbers are very accurate. And Ken, I'm not going to bet a lot of playoff games. I don't feel like I have edges in the side markets in the NFL really all that often. And you know, these are the tightest lines of the world, divisional weekend, conference championship weekend. I'm only going to make like 2 or 3 side bets and total bets combined. But Chase is a very fascinating concept in this game because you know they're going to feed him.
Sam, I know you actually do have one of those aforementioned side bets coming up on our next game, which is Saturday night in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Packers a 5.5-point favorite against the Niners. Total here is 47. What do you got here with Green Bay and San Francisco?
I laid it on Sunday night. I even texted you. I'm like, dude, I don't care. I mean, like, all the sharp guys are on San Francisco, and that's fine. They could have it. I also bring up the point that the wise guys got freaking smoked last week. I mean, all the sharp sides lost. How many wise guys came out of the woodwork to whack the Eagles at 8.5 and 8, 7.5? Yep, that money's all gone. They bet the snot out of the Cardinals. They were fading the Rams into oblivion. That didn't work out. They were betting the Steelers at +13. You know, like, wise guys in the playoffs, like, that sharp and square stuff, I feel like it doesn't matter at this point anymore. It just really doesn't because, like I said, these lines are so tight. I laid 4.5 with Green Bay. I came back and laid some more at 5.5. I still think if it gets to 6, I'd lay that. I'm not high on San Francisco. I was not impressed with how they played against Dallas. If anything, Dallas stunk, and San Francisco just did enough to survive. Jimmy G tried to keep Dallas in the game, but Dallas just was awful, 15 penalties. Rodgers is on a mission this year. You know, 4 interceptions all season. He's locked in with all of his weapons. Bakhtiari likely going to come back and play. Jair Alexander is back. Za'Darius Smith is back. That team is getting healthy at the right time. And a banged-up Jimmy G with a bad toe, a bad thumb, a bad elbow, and a bad shoulder is going to go to 3-degree Lambeau Field in the wind and snow and beat the Packers. We'll keep it close. I'm sorry, man. I'm not buying that. I get that the numbers speak well and the analytics lean to the San Francisco side, but I don't give a damn.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, to be fair, I feel like the numbers and the analytics and experts have leaned toward the Packers opponent, basically, in like all the key games that they played during this LaFleur-Rodgers run. Like, how many people come on and say Packers win total under, say, you know, I like the other side in all the Packers games, and they always end up covering. I think they've covered every number at home so far this year. So, you know, I don't blame you for taking Green Bay in the game, so especially under six. I think that makes a lot of sense to take Green Bay in the game. This Rams-Tampa Bay Tampa game, Sam, we were talking about earlier in the show. I bet Tampa at the start of the week at a pretty good number. That's like not really around, but close. And I actually bought out because the more I thought about the game, the more I actually think the Rams are very live and have a chance. So I've ended up back on the fence again. Nick's very mad at me that I now have no position. He still likes Tampa in the game. Curious kind of where you side on this with LA and Tampa. Tampa favored by about 2.5.
I rarely do this with the money line favorites, but I had a -139 in front of my face the other day. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay the money line. You know, the market was 2.5. And I thought, God, if Tampa kicks a field goal and wins by one, like, I'm going to hate myself. Like, so I laid a little bit of juice. I don't advise doing that all the time. If you're laying 140 all the time, you're going to lose long term in sports betting. We all know that. Tom Brady in his career in the postseason is 35-11. 35-11. We know they're winning this game. Like, is Matthew Stafford going to outduel Tom Brady? I know there's more guys on the field. It's 11-11. But to me, I think this game is so simple. Who do you want in the fourth quarter, Brady or Stafford? And I'm not going to overthink it. Waiting to hear on Tristan Wirfs. Ryan Jensen, I've been told, is going to play on that offensive line. And all we heard about last week is about Brady doesn't have this and Brady doesn't have that. Brady is still Brady. Brady has Mike Evans. Brady has Fournette. Brady has Gronk. And Brady is Brady. In the postseason, this guy is never this cheap. In the postseason, in his career, he's been -3 or less at home 4 times. 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the number. I'm not overthinking it. I didn't really want to lay 2.5, though, but I will pick Brady to just win and advance to set up a Brady-Rodgers NFC championship. It's that simple. I am not betting on the Rams to go into Tampa and knock off the champs. Ain't happening.
Well, I'm on the Bucs as well. So fire the cannons, baby. Let's get it done coming up on Sunday in Florida. Sam, we'll close here. And I don't think you have a bet on this game, but I know that you've got futures positions for sure on the Chiefs and Bills. So we got about 90 seconds to go. You can detail those futures positions. And also, like, if you do have a thought on the game or a prop that you like, even if you don't have a bet locked in, KC laying 1.5 or 2 against Buffalo, total is 54.
I'm going to just ride this one out, buddy. You know, I got KC +650 to win the conference and also Tennessee 5-1 to win the conference before the playoffs started. So I am just hoping and praying for a Chiefs-Titans AFC championship game, at which point I will be very drunk, very, very drunk, winning no matter what, either +650 or 5-1. So I think the way to play
probably
this game, yeah, body talking for sure, screaming at the television. Buffalo is really enticing in a teaser, boys. You know, to take them from 2 up to 8 is very interesting. Maybe a little Green Bay down and Buffalo up to get the Bills from +2 through 3, 4, 6, 7 up to 8 in a game that should be back and forth. Two very good offenses. The total's wild, but it's a very high number at 54. I'm not going to bet it for the reasons I just gave you, but Buffalo in a teaser is a very, very sexy play. I think that's very interesting at +8.
Sam, fantastic stuff, brother. Love having you on the show. Wishing you the best of luck with all the bets this weekend. By the way, do you have anything else you want to give out here that you like for tonight or for the weekend in college hoops? Anything else? If not, that's okay, but figured we'd give you the floor here in about 30 seconds.
I was just going to say, maybe you want to tell the people that I texted you at 2 a.m. that Kofi wasn't playing for Illinois.
I told Ken in the break that like that had happened. I didn't know if you wanted me to say that on the air or not, but yes, Sam texted me that Kofi Coburn was going to be out for Illinois and I got Illinois +7. Now the number's what, like 4 against Maryland. So Sam, tip of the cap to you, my friend, for that information. It is much appreciated.
Problem is Maryland still sucks, but hey, we got a good number.
So listen, you need to follow Sam on Twitter at SP Shoot. What's the chicken dinner Twitter account? It's Chicken X Dinner, right?
Yep, bartender's going to come in hot and heavy tomorrow. You know he's coming hot. He's 2-0 in the playoffs, and he's cocky right now. That's a good sign, usually.
I feel like the bartender's going to be on the Niners, and I bet the Niners, so I don't like that. Hopefully.
No way. Joe Burrow, for sure.
Bartender will be on Burrow, and I feel like the bartender's also taking the Rams. That would be my guess, Sam, as to what the bartender will be on this weekend. We'll find. Bartender also going to be on the Bills, for sure.
Yes, 100%.
Sammy, appreciate it, brother. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better, You Bet.
Peace and love. See ya.
Our pal, I like that. Peace and love.
It's good. It's good to talk to him again. Been like a month.
That's no way it's been that long. He was on the show like right before the new year.
Sky was saying in our chat, 12:29. It's 1:21. What do you mean again?
It's been 3 weeks.
Right. And in a week, it would have been a month. Right. So, I mean, what are we talking about here?
That's not.
I wasn't on the show. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Am I expected to recall such things? Hey, I can tell you what the score of the Jets Oilers playoff game was in 1991, but not who else did the show on the 29th.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Brent Evans is going to join us. Speaking of peace and love.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.